Thank you for listening to the Kim Komando Show. Here is the weekend of February 5th, 2022.
All right, so it's going all around the internet that Apple is working on developing smart wedding rings. I don't know if you saw this. And these smart wedding rings are going to let you know your partner's exact location, where they've been, and if and when they ever take their ring off. All right, now this is a gag that actually started in 2007. It keeps like coming back every couple of years. Every couple of years we hear about these smart wedding rings. And I don't know what's more shocking, that Apple might actually make smart wedding rings one day, or that 2007 was 15 years ago. Wow, can you believe it? Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, once again to America's most trusted show about all things digital. It's the largest show. It's called The Kim Komando Show because, after all, I am Kim Komando, America's beloved digital goddess, here with you once again. And you can find our show on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And, of course, we're always streaming in your favorite radio app. And we're always streaming as a podcast and also as a video webcast over at GetKim.com, where you can find all 3 hours. So if you're listening to the show gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can always find us there. And I'd like to say a big thank you to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. Love to hear from you at 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's get this show started with five things that you need to know about consumer tech. And we're going to start with Facebook. Okay, what's the bigger of these two stories? The Facebook stock crash wiping out, they say, now $201 billion off the books. Wow. Or that for the first time ever, Facebook is actually losing users. Now, and the drop in users is substantial. 500,000 fewer daily users over the final 3 months of last year. Wow. 500,000 daily users are down. Mark Zuckerberg says that most of them went to TikTok. That's right. Which, as the company CEO, I'm not as sure if that's a really smart thing to say. And then there was the stock crash. Yes, I am using the word crash because it began in after-hours trading on Wednesday when Facebook announced a disastrous earnings report for October through December. Now, Zuck's TikTok comments didn't help. Apparently, all the expenses developing Metaverse, that's not doing anything either. And as of now, the stock is down about $100 a share since Wednesday, and Zuck's bucks are plummeting too. The guy lost like $30 billion this past week. So to borrow the name from a popular children's book, Mark Zuckerberg had a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad week. And let's talk about the metaverse, because if you're going to be spending time in the metaverse one day, I guess we're all going to need places to go. And guess what? Real estate is booming. Now, across the four major metaverse platforms, sales of real estate topped $500 million last year. And according to several analytics firms and investors, there could be up to $1 billion in sales this year. Okay, so you hear all these crazy numbers about people buying real estate that isn't exactly real. So why is this even happening? Well, the surge we just talked about with Facebook and Metaverse that are trying to get into it. Now, the biggest Metaverse platform is something called Sandbox, which is developing 100 islands called Fantasy Islands. Remember that show, Fantasy Island, complete with virtual villas and add-on options like boats, and you can get jet skis. Now, 90 of those 100 islands sold on the first day, listen to the math, $15,000 a piece. Okay. These are virtual islands. Now, many of the islands are for resale, and they're getting $100,000. A little bit of a markup there. Now, my advice, stay away from sellers offering digital properties of ancient Egyptian ruins. You know why? It's probably a pyramid scheme. Okay, let's move on to number three in our top five things that you need to know in the case of the disappearing house. Yes, being in the public eye, you get a lot of weirdos, a lot of stalkers, and Apple CEO Tim Cook has one, and it's led to a restraining order, and also the construction of a digital wall around his house. Now, the details revealed in these court documents are scary. In 2020, a woman in Virginia started tagging Cook in tweets and started saying that Tim Cook was her husband and Tim Cook was the father of her twins. She called her bed man, her bathroom man, her kitchen man, and her cleaning man in some tweets. Then she started tagging other tech CEOs, telling them to unfollow Tim Cook. And then the woman emailed him about 200 times. Photos appeared to be loaded handguns. Okay. She also registered fake companies under Tim Cook's name and then actually showed up at his house. Okay. So the restraining order was granted. 45-year-old woman, she's not allowed to be within 200 yards of Tim Cook or any other Apple employee. That means no trips to the Apple store. Now, the reason why I bring this up is both Apple Maps and Google Maps have completely pixelated Tim Cook's home with this digital wall. And if you Google his address, you don't see anything. So all these people are on the internet. They're going crazy about this, saying, that's not fair. He's just able to do that because he's Tim Cook. I mean, he got special treatment because he's a big name. Okay, let me tell you something. Get off your high horse. Anyone can have their properties blurred on Google Maps and also Apple Maps. And if you want the steps, just hit commando.com. All right, number four, are you into online dating? Okay, so you're into the dating apps, right? You're swiping through profiles. You're looking at photos. You're looking at descriptions. And you see one like, oh, yes, that's Ms. Right Now or Mr. Right Now, okay? And then you go to meet. And then you realize that you just can't stand their voice, you know? And you just can't stand to hear them. So there's this dating app called Hinge, and they had a whole press release, and everybody's talking about how, well, now 65% of their users wanted the ability to hear someone's voice when swiping through photos. And so now you can now hear voice prompts and people saying things in the Hinge app. Like, this is like something new. Okay, let me tell you something. It's not the first one. Last June, Tinder, yes, very popular, they added the ability for users to add video recordings to their profiles. There's even talk of the feature, I know, this is going to scare you, being added to a Halloween-themed dating app. That's right. They think that it might lead to fewer users getting ghosted. I was so excited. On Friday morning, I played Wordle. And I was reading about like the first words that you should be using for Wordle. And like some people say like ado or ideal. And then I read that you should be using the word like later. So I went ahead and used the word later. And I had like, oh, like three or four of the letters right there. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I sit there. I'm like, how can I make the word? And then on my second try, I got the answer. I'm not going to say what it is, but it's in your pants. And it starts with a P, Wordle. That was Fridays. And so you're listening to it over the weekend. You probably already guessed it. But in case you are like living in a cave and you don't know what Wordle is, it's a free online puzzle game. It's just exploded over the past few months. And it's a five-letter puzzle once a day. That's it. And then you can share your results, which everybody's doing on Twitter. And it's really simple. Millions of people are playing it. And the game's creator, Josh Wardle, I mean, he's not some guy that works for Electronic Arts or anything. He just did a basic JavaScript game for his wife. What a nice little gift, because she likes word games. And so a few days ago, the reason why I bring this up is that Wordle, which is kind of a play on the guy's name, Josh Wardle, announced that he sold the game, good for him, to the New York Times. But he basically said, don't worry, Wordle will still remain free for everyone to play. And the New York Times agreed. Okay, but they didn't really agree totally. They said the game will remain initially free. But the good news is that you don't have to worry about the New York Times plan for the game. They're going to start charging for it because you can download the more than 2,000 words directly right to your computer and keep playing for another 7 years or so. Because as I mentioned, it's built on a simple site with a single piece of JavaScript. So people are downloading the page to play an offline version of Wordle. We have directions on how you can do that over at commando.com, but you should know it's not a perfect solution. There are some little glitches along the way. And I started to think about this. You know, I always like to like make you guys and gals laugh. And I really wanted to come up with a play on words after the story, but I didn't know how it would do in front of an audience. Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Hey, all right, coming up in just a few moments, I'm going to tell you exactly how you can tell if someone has blocked you on their social media accounts. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder that if you ever want to send me a note, a question to answer here on the show, or maybe on our website, in my USA Today column, or Fox News writings, whatever you want to do, is that I do read every single email that you send. And I sometimes answer them, but it's really hard to answer every single one. So to send me a note, it's really simple. Just head over to the website. That's Commando with a K, of course. And when you're there, hit the link that says Email Kim. It's on the top right-hand corner. All right, coming up in just a few moments in our digital privacy tip, how to spot 7 scams that are spreading right now. We also have our crypto tip of the week that you don't want to miss. But how about we start all of your great phone calls this hour with Clay in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi there, Clay.
Hey, Kim. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I had a couple of questions. Well, one main question might lead to another if you know, if time permitting. But anyway, I had led in with the on Messenger Facebook with who are the real pirates? And it's kind of getting, you know, monotonous and probably upsetting to a lot of people and to a lot of my friends that I talk to. But, you know, we have and you mentioned this on one of your shows the other day, that we have the Amazon Prime, which I just heard was going up this morning to $14 a month. And then we have Netflix already going up. Excuse me. And we have Disney Plus, Hulu Plus, Discovery Plus, Paramount Plus, and on goes
Peacock
the list.
Peacock and Hulu. And you're right. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, so, you know, we cut the cord, we went through all those evolutions, and we could talk for an hour probably about that and on the phone and all of it. But, you know, so now they're trying to get us back up to what we were paying for cable. So, you know, it's just getting really exhausting trying to, you know, keep your bills down, you know, make a living. My wife and I are both, you know, going on 65, and the bills have just got ridiculous as far as the internets and with the bundle bills with AT&T and all this stuff. In fact, I just talked to them this morning, and they neglect to tell you that, oh, yeah, well, we have a 55-plus that would have saved you $45 a month. And I'm going, wow, isn't that wonderful? You know, so now I know I can do that, but how long have I been paying that, you know, that I didn't have to pay? So anyway, you know, we've tried to come up ways and evolutions through the years, you know, how can we save off of this? How can we save money? And all these things are taking place. So, you know, the big monopolies, they're going to stay the big monopolies, and they got their shoot-offs of the different ones that you mentioned the other day that we can mention again. But, you know, so I guess the question to you, Kim, is what can we do? I can tell you what my wife and I are doing, which may raise the question with who is the real pirates here. But and I went through this. I even studied this some on the internet with places that were in Europe, and they were really after these people who were using companies that provided third-party apps, or if that's what you want to call them, and they were actually catching a few people and all that, but I think they just finally gave up.
All right, so Clay, what you're talking about are these third-party, sometimes they call them like TV sticks or whatever it may be, not to be confused with the Amazon Fire Stick. And so it gives you the ability to tap into these various paid services by buying a stick and paying a nominal fee per month, anywhere between $25 and $50 a month. And supposedly you get all the latest movies, first-run movies. You can see old TV shows, sporting events and games and all that other – anything that you might want is that it's available through this one stick, so to speak, that you can find them for sale on the internet. You can even find them a lot, I've heard, at like local swap meets and things like that. But – when you are doing that, Clay, you are violating everybody's copyright known to mankind. And as you mentioned, and because you did do the research, is that, you know, the copyright police can come knocking on your door and they can charge you thousands of dollars because you have violated a whole bunch of copyrights. Now, it's not just the fact that you're breaking the law, is that sometimes when you are downloading these sticks and you're getting any type of updates, is that you could get malware onto your whole entire network because you're connected to the internet, right, to get all this. Sometimes you could get a keylogger that could get on the network, trackers. Maybe you start seeing some more ads on other things. But the bottom line is this, is that you know, it's very tempting. I get it. Because as you mentioned, is that, you know, it does cost. And these bills keep increasing and increasing. And I think at the end of the day, we all sat here and said, well, we cut the cord, but we're not really saving much money. Because then we start adding up all these different services that we're getting. We still have to pay for cable because we still need the internet. And maybe instead of getting a basic package, now we're getting this huge package so that this way, when we're streaming, we don't get any buffering. Is that you may not have saved that much money. And so your strategy at this point is not to keep signing up for something new. And I really am strongly encouraging you not to use these services because, again, you are violating people's copyrights and you are breaking the law. I don't want you to do that. Is that you sit down at the kitchen table and you say, what do I really want to watch this month? And then you pay for that service for that month. And then for the next month, what are you going to watch in the next month? Okay. You know, the odds of us having 5 or 6 or 10 different paid streaming services, you know, you're not going to be able to watch everything, right? So just figure out what you're watching and don't be tempted to use that stick. And Clay, thank you for your call. Stay right where you are. More of your phone calls are coming right up. All right. So before we go back to all of your great phone calls, it's time now for our crypto tip of the week. And this week, it's all about how to handle your money and when the market's going crazy. And I actually got this email from Coinbase. And of course, this is an exchange if you don't know what Coinbase is. But they put together these tips for handling market volatility and what you should be doing with it. Okay, number one is, of course, you want to keep your emotions out of it. I mean, it's easy to get addicted to trading in cryptocurrencies. It's just like gambling, right? But you don't want to let your anxiety sway your future choices. And you don't want to have these badly timed trades because you're like, I got to get in there now. I got to get in there now. Or I got to sell now. Okay, you don't want to do that. Second, think ahead. Evaluate what your long-term goals are and whether or not you should actually buy or sell. And what I really like to do is dollar cost averaging. That involves like smaller amounts of crypto, but you do it on a regular basis. And finally, this one's really important. Of course, you know this, but I just want to remind you, is that you always want to trade within your limits, even in a down market. You don't want to put anything into cryptocurrency that you couldn't afford to lose. Now, this is definitely nowhere all the things that you need to know about crypto, but if you're just getting into it, I have the definitive guide for you to help you get started and to learn more about crypto in a safe and secure way. And that's my ebook. It's called Cryptocurrency 101. It's a bestseller, as a matter of fact, over on Amazon.com. So if you want to check out my ebook, head over to Amazon.com and search for Cryptocurrency 101, or just go ahead and search for my last name, which is, of course, Commando. Hey, coming up in just a few moments in our digital privacy tip, we have 7 new scams that you need to watch out for. And back to the phones we go with Larry in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Hello there, Larry.
Well, hi, Kim. It's really nice to speak with you today.
Well, thank you for your call. What's going on? How can I help you out?
Well, I got a problem. Well, like my website's up for renewal, and I was wondering how important is it to try to secure all the different permutations of the domain name. And with all the different suffixes that go with those different permutations, you start counting them up, I can easily get to about 53 different.
Yeah, and you're like, wait, what's going on? Do I really need like .xxx or .co or .co.uk? Yeah. Or there's the other one, yeah. .sucks. I mean, it's just like, there's just so many of them. Well, there's a couple of things that you can do. You sent me an email. I remember. And because it's a it's a window website, right?
Yeah, I don't want to say too much because I don't want people to go out there and jump on the bandwagon.
Exactly.
We're get all these things secure.
We're not going to say what it is. I can't anyway because then we get into advertising and blah 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 blah. So we don't want to get into that. So, okay, a couple of things that we do is that I registered a lot of different spelling variations of my name. Okay.
Yeah.
And we have the, you know, the .org, the .net, the .com. We have probably almost maybe a couple of dozen, you know, 2 dozen variations. And so if people want to spell it with 2 M's or people want to go to kimcommando.com, that it all reverts and goes back to just commando.com, K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. Now, there is something that you want to be aware of, and that I noticed that was not on your website. But if you look at the bottom of commando.com, you'll see that we have, like, it's 5 million, da-da-da-da, but it's the registered trademarks and service marks for the company and for my name. And as a matter of fact, I trademarked my name. And the reason why I did that is so that if anybody tried to scam on my name or trade on my name, is that I could go to ICANN, which is, I guess you'd say, the domain police, and say, I own the trademark for this name, and they're trying to trade on my name, and I deserve to own that domain. And then you get the domain back because you have the trademark. So they always will go back to whoever owns a trademark. So rather than spending, and I would say wasting money, on all these various domains, is that you want to make sure that you're protected legally. And that's to, like, and I'm not a lawyer. I can't give you legal advice. So I have to say that, okay? But what I have found is over the years of owning this domain and owning various domains is that if you are the registered trademark owner of whatever that is, and so maybe you trademark your business name and...
Actually, we have done that, so I do have those trademarks.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, yeah. You're already set. Okay, but you have to make it publicly accessible, meaning that you have to put it on the bottom, the footer of your website, and this is what a lawyer told me, so that this way they can't come back and say, oh, we didn't know it was trademarked. Okay, or you did not. And see, and the other thing, too, about trademarks and copyrights is that, and I've learned this, is that if you don't use them, you lose them. Right? And so you have to make sure that you are acknowledging that this is your trademark. And then you go after anybody who tries to violate that trademark or copyright because you are the rightful owner. And so, you know, what are the most popular domains is that you've got .com, of course. That's a top level domain or TLD that you'll see it on the internet. There's .net, there's .org, there's .us, .co. You know, for your business, I would just stay with the .com and slap up all those trademarks on the bottom of that with the footer and in your about section, you know, any place else where you can put it so that this way, in case anybody does do anything, you can get the domain back and you get the squatters back. And if there are any commonly misspelled words in this domain, is that you also get those as well. Does that make sense?
Okay. It does. I'm glad I called because I didn't think of that.
Well, you know, it's these little tricks that you learn along the way, Larry. I mean, you know, there once was a website. My gosh, I got a phone call and this guy says, you know, Kim, you didn't strike me as that kind of person. And I'm like, what do you mean? And we actually called the show. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you know, when I went to your website, there was this beautiful Brazilian girl with no top on and an 800 number and said she took credit cards. Okay. It's like, that's not me. Okay. So we ended up getting that website back, but that became a little bit of a nightmare to take care of. Larry, thank you so much for your call. It's time now for our digital privacy tip of the week. And this week is brought to you by Total AV. With the countless threats on the internet, from phishing sites to password stealing malware, you might think that the more security that you have, the better off you are, right? And while different programs can serve their purpose, you should only be using one antivirus program. You don't want to try to stack all these different antivirus programs because basically it's just going to cause a nightmare in your system. Your computer's going to go like, oh, now what do I do? Okay, I'm confused. And then just you might have a meltdown. That's why I recommend just one program, and that's TotalAV's industry-leading security suite. It's easy to use, and it offers the best protection in the business. It's received the renowned VB100 award for detecting more than 99% of malware samples for the last 3 years in a row. Now, this protection covers up to 5 of your or your loved one's devices under a single plan. And it works whether you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android. You just install the easy-to-use app, and that's it. You're protected. And I've negotiated an exclusive discount for my listeners right now. Get an annual plan for only $19. That's right, $19. But you have to go to this address because if you get Total AV anywhere else, you're going to spend more. So just go to this one address, protectwithkim.com. That's over 85% off the regular price. That's protectwithkim.com. Once again, head over to protectwithkim.com. All right, so this week's digital privacy tip is something that I think you're really going to learn a lot from. And it's also something that, you know, knowledge is power. And you want to share this with your family members and friends, because these are seven new scams that are spreading like crazy right now. Like, number one, unemployment scams. You want to be careful when you verify. So if you get a link that says, click this link to verify your application, or tap or click here, don't click the link. Okay. Do not do that, because these are also a lot of fake job postings on ZipRecruiter, Indeed, and other places. And then you could be losing your identity over this if you're unemployment benefits. Just make sure that if you are clicking on something, that it's truly legit. Number two on our list are social media scams. I mean, people pretend to be your friends. They steal profile pictures from your best friend's page. They set up fake accounts. They send you DMs asking for money. Send it and you might be down a few $100 or even a few $1,000. This is really prominent too with grandparents, that you might get a note that says, hey, you know, this is Susie, your granddaughter. I'm stuck. I need some money. You know, before you send Susie any money, make sure that you actually give her a call or her parents. Three are fake refund text messages. If you didn't buy anything, you know, you don't believe a text message that says, hey, you know, we got your return and for your refund, you have to tap here. Number four on our list is really big. Potential lovers that you find online. It never ceases to amaze me. And we get these phone calls from time to time from guys who say, you know what? This beautiful blonde Russian woman says she loves me and we've been going back and forth. And, you know, I really think that she's the one, but I need to give her money because she needs to leave Russia to come see. Okay. No. Okay. I mean, not to be mean, but, you know, if you're a 70-year-old guy and a 20-year-old Russian girl wants to meet you, it's a scam, okay? Next are crypto scams. We talk about this from time to time here on the show, but, you know, you see a lot of celebrity endorsers and influencers are all talking about the latest crypto. You know, don't buy it, okay? You just want to make sure that you invest your money in cryptocurrency or anything for that matter wisely. Six is really scary. It's where you get a phone call that says, you need to do this or you're under arrest. Okay, just hang up. And then, of course, on our list are these student loans and robocalls. And just make sure that you don't fall for any of those. So, and the reason why we wrote this up is, again, so that you can share it and you can learn from it. So check it out. Head over to commando.com, of course. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show right on the homepage. And still to come this hour, we have more of your phone calls as well as a scam you need to know about, another scam here, so don't leave us now. Okay, have you ever wondered about the dark web? Okay, you sit there and you say, okay, well, there's this web and the dark web, and it's this scary place. And, you know, what if I want to check it out? Will I get hacked if I go to the dark web? That actually happened to me. I was not on my regular computer, but I went to the dark web and then suddenly my screen lit up like a Christmas tree. And it's like, hey, you know, you better pay us money now or else we're going to come in and attack you with malware. I mean, it's a scary place to be. And it looks a lot like, believe it or not, kind of like an Amazon marketplace once you get into it. So I did a whole podcast with a top security researcher from Arizona State University, Victor Benjamin. And in case you want to know about the dark web, what it's like, it's a relatively short podcast, under 30 minutes. You can listen to the whole thing while you're on a walk or you're on a run or just doing errands. And so you want to get Kim Commando Explains wherever you get your podcasts, you know, whether it's Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, Stitcher, you know, TuneIn, the list goes on and on. Just search for Commando with a K. And again, the podcast that we just put out this past week is all about the dark web. And I think you're going to really enjoy listening to it. And back to the phones we go with John in New York. Hello there, John.
Hi, Kim. How you doing?
Good. Massapequa.
I love your show and newsletters. Yeah, Massapequa, New York.
Okay, Matt, because I, you know what, I'm looking, I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope I don't mispronounce it. That's why I didn't say it. So now I'm like, okay, Massapequa, got it.
Yes, I love your show and all the emails that you send out. I think it's a great information and a great service that you're providing your listeners.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. How can I help you?
Well, in this digital age, you know, I'm very aware of cybercrime and any personally identifiable information that I give out. And I take precautions to prevent any ID theft that could occur. You know, I lock my credit. I signed up for Social Security account, even though I'm not retired. You know, use sure. Multi-factor authentication. I also signed up for, years ago, an IRS IP PIN, which prevents the fraudulent filing of my tax return.
That's smart.
Each year, each January, you have to go in and request this PIN. And I had a username and password to get this PIN. Now, this year, I saw on the IRS website that starting in the summer, so basically for next year, I'm going to have to go through a different program or vendor, a third-party vendor. It's ID.me. Sure. And I started to go through that process with it. And you know, I was very hesitant to continue with it because it's asking me to upload my driver's license information. It's then asked me to do like a facial recognition right. scan. And to me, it's like, well, here I am taking the initiative to add an extra layer of protection to protect myself against the filing of a fraudulent filing for my tax return. And now I'm being exposed to greater risk by giving out more information to a third company or a third party company that I would not normally even give my information to. So, and you know, since I've had this question, I've been hearing now that there are a lot of things going on in the U.S. Senate that a lot of the senators are now looking into this more as right. far as not using ID.me.
Well, you know, this particular company is not new to government databases and government protections. I believe it's used by the Veterans Administration and some other, I think the DOJ is using it. So it's been around. Now, the IRS, as you mentioned, and that's so smart that you've done this, John, is that you set up that PIN at the IRS, is that, you know, every year, I think it's like $30 billion in tax fraud, right? I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. And it involves, you know, fraudulent, like you said, fraudulent filings and, you know, W-2 forms, rather. And they're trying to do what they can to bring this down. Now, it is concerning to me that it's getting into biometrics. The driver's license, that's probably on the internet somewhere already, quite frankly, you know, on the dark web. Mm-hmm. But the biometric having my face and then tied to a database, that is concerning to me. And I personally am not going to do it until I get some more assurances that everything is protected. And I looked at the ID.me website, and it looks... You know, it looks like they're doing everything that they can, but anything that becomes a database on the internet is somewhat hackable, right? I mean, it's going to be there. So for me personally, I'm waiting. I want to see what's going to happen in the Senate because I've been watching that like you pretty closely. ID.me says that you can request them to remove all these forms or to remove your biometric data. But I'm just going to hold off just a little bit because we never want to be the first at that whole ID theft parade. And so... that's what I'm doing. You can always have your accountant file your taxes too, and then you don't have to give any biometric data. But thank you so much for your insightful call today, John. Hey, stay right where you are. There's a Facebook scam spreading I need to tell you about. Hey, if you've been on Facebook for any amount of time, no doubt you've come across all these quizzes that cover all types of topics. I mean, what would your spirit animal be? If you were a leprechaun, what kind of leprechaun would you be? How did your spouse meet? And then they start asking real specific questions. How many tattoos do you have? Have you ever been pulled over? I mean, start being very cautious of any of these quizzes that you see on Facebook that are asking you for personally identifiable information, okay? Just say no and stay right where you are because we have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the show coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Okay, billionaire problems, right? I mean, Jeff Bezos bought a super yacht. It's 417 feet long. Wow. It's the Y721. It's the biggest sailing yacht in the entire world. The longest vessel to be built in the Netherlands. Okay, has this beautiful black hull. I don't know if you saw a picture of it. Classic shape, has three large decks and also three large masts. Okay, the cost, $540 million. But here's the problem, okay, is that the yacht is too big to pass through this bridge where it was built, Rotterdam. And so they have to take this old bridge down just so this boat can get to the Atlantic Ocean and then put the put the bridge back up. And the people in town are like going, okay, well, we have to use this bridge to go back and forth to work. So Jeff Bezos is actually paying for the bridge to get put down and put back up. But, you know, I knew a man whose work focused specifically on designing drawbridges. Of course, this was before his suspension. Oh, I know. That one was a bad one. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. That's right. It's your most trusted source for all things digital. It's called The Kim Komando Show, and you can find us on over 425 top radio stations from coast to coast. And of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app, and you can find us streaming 24/7 as a podcast or as a webcast over at getkim.com. And a special thanks and salute goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force who are protecting our great nation as I speak and listening to The Kim Komando Show on the American Forces Network Radio. Okay, this is part of the show where I like to talk about consumer tech, things that you need to know about what's happening right now. And maybe you don't know about these certain features on your devices, or maybe you're about ready to buy something that you shouldn't buy. Well, a couple of years ago, and the popularity for wearables really skyrocketed because they were really good at detecting subtle changes, body temperature, and maybe early signs of COVID-19. Now, one in particular, it's this ring that you put on. It's the Oura Ring. It's a smart ring you put on your finger, obviously, and we actually reviewed it. You can see our whole write-up about it over at Komando.com. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is that these popular fitness trackers and apps are also being alerted to possible COVID systems. Now, this is a report out of Australia. One woman said she received a notification from a fertility tracking app alerting her that her temperature was outside her normal range, even though her temperature was normal. It was high for her. So she went and got tested, and yeah, she was positive for COVID. In another case, a guy using a fitness tracker was alerted that his recovery while sleeping was down and that his resting heart rate and his respiratory rate were up. He tested positive for COVID. So just remember, using the ECG feature on your Apple Watch or other any type health-related tool or app, it's no stand-in for testing and also seeing a real doctor. Number two, Apple unmasks a new feature. That's right. Apple added a useful feature to your iPhone facial ID this past week, allowing you to unlock your phone while you're wearing a mask. So instead of trying to match your whole face, it only scans the exposed portion to ID you and also unlock the phone. You have to set up a second face ID in settings, the existing one without a mask and then a new one wearing a mask. Now, the reason why I know about this is because it's in iOS 15.4, which is in beta. And of course, being America's digital pro, I test all the latest and greatest, and that includes the beta software. Sometimes it gets a little buggy. I notice this, that sometimes my phone doesn't always connect to my car until they push out a new version. It gets a little bit annoying. But if you do end up using Face ID while using a mask, keep in mind that if you have glasses or hats, that also could influence it. But thanks to an iOS update from about a year ago, you can unlock your iPhone facial ID if you also own an Apple Watch. And in a few weeks, this is really important, I want to make sure that you're not buying any new Apple products, okay? Because they're going to be unveiling a new cheaper iPhone, a revamped Mac, and also a better iPad Air. So if any of those are on your to-buy list over the next couple of weeks, just wait until Apple comes out with their new products. Speaking of, an Apple store was robbed the other day, but luckily the police had an eyewitness. All right, number three, you're going to have a new view. If you're a regular Gmail user, you may have noticed that Google likes to change things up. And now we have a new overhaul. It's called the Integrated View for Workplace Users, and it's going to start rolling out early next week. It's going to, they say, simplify life between going between your mail, your meetings, and chat. And right now, that whole Google user interface is pretty crowded because you've got spaces, you've got tabs, icons, chat boxes, and also, yes, your email while you were there. So this new integrated view, I took a look at it. It's going to compress the apps that are below mail, so chat, spaces, and meet. They're going to show up. It's going to be like this column to the left of all the mail options. It's kind of hard for me to describe it, but just know that you're going to start seeing it next week. You can also opt into it, and then you're going to enable it in settings when it starts rolling out. And then April, it's going to be standard experience for, they say, everybody. I mean, it's all part of the company's plan to take on Microsoft, right? And there's to look and feel similar to those. But as far as Google's magic 8-ball goes, outlook, not so good. Number 4, new satellite internet pricing is out of this world. I actually signed up for this. Starlink satellites. I mean, even though I live in the center of the communities, I wanted to see what it's like. So I actually signed up, and I haven't gotten it yet, but I'm super excited to try it out. Now, this is SpaceX, Elon Musk's company, and they're going to put these constellations of Starlink satellites all around the globe, okay, so that this way, no matter where you live, you can get internet access. He's actually going to be putting up 42,000 satellites, to be exact. You can sign up right now, but they do have a backlog. But now the company is launching a new premium tier. Now, if you think that your internet bill is expensive, listen to this. The standard Starlink service is $500 for the satellite dish and then $99 every month for speeds of 150 megabits per second. Okay, there's a new tier, 500 megabits per second, so that 150, and they say a better connection during outages, which I'm not really sure if I understand that, better connection during outages. But here's how much it costs. First, you have to drop the $500 deposit, okay? And then a $500 dish for standard service isn't going to cut. So you need a special dish, $2,500 for the dish. And that service per month, not $100 a month, care to guess? $500 a month. Wow. Rolls out sometime, they say, in the second quarter of this year. I mean, maybe it's a small price to pay if you've never had broadband service where you live, but $6,000 a year for satellite internet service, that's astronomical. Number 5, clean up in aisle 4. That's right. These prices keep going up, and Netflix, their prices went up. Amazon prices went up. But with Netflix, the reason why I bring it up is that they're rolling out a new feature because, you know, you have those typical rows of what's popular and what's trending. There's also the row that says continue watching, where you can easily pick up where you left off. But what if it's a show that you started and you really didn't like and you gave up after a couple of episodes? Or maybe you don't want anybody else in your home to know that you actually watched The Hottie and the Naughty, which Paris Hilton was in. The reason why I bring that up, it's a movie that actually got 1 out of 10 stars on IMDb. It's supposed to be like the worst movie in the universe. I didn't see it. I just looked at the rating. But now you'll be able to delete any TV show or movie from the continue watching now. You select the title and you see the usual options like play, more episodes, the option to remove. You're going to see it on all versions of the Netflix app, TV, streaming, desktop media. I mean, I removed a show that I stopped watching. You know, it was supposed to be really good. It was a comedy about people getting ready to do their first marathon. And, you know, I've run marathons in my life. But let me tell you, it wasn't a good show. There were just too many running jokes. Ooh, that was a bad one. Even I agree with you. All right, you want to stay right where you are because this is going to be just a great hour. In just a few moments, I have some Google Maps tricks that you're going to love. Of course, we have Brand New or Not True. And then later on, so I'm telling you, this hour is phenomenal. We have 15 things that you can get for free that you had no idea that you'd get for free right now. And of course, we have all of your fantastic phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of The Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And hey, if you haven't signed up for the current newsletter yet, please do so. It's full of exclusive videos, exclusive links, tech news that you only see there on the entire internet. It's only available on the current. Okay, well, maybe not exactly, but we give you our opinions, our take on it. There's tips, tricks, secrets. It's free. There's no ads. What's not to love? Head over to this website, getthecurrent.com, and see a sample and sign up right now. That's getthecurrent.com, getthecurrent.com. All right, moments away from a great tip about Google Maps and how you can find parking spots and go back in time. But how about we start this hour with Dave in Fort Worth, Texas. Hi there, Dave.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
It's a little intimidating to talk to the queen of all things digital.
but I may be the queen of all things digital, but you might be the dashing Dave in Fort Worth, Texas, right?
Well, I hope my wife says so, yeah. So, well, thank you very much. And I guess my first question is, how did you get the doggone smart, but I'll let you address that. So my question is, I'm using an app. It's a very cool app called Lights, Camera, Action.
Okay.
It lets you connect up to 6 mobile phones together so that you can do a multi-camera video shoot on your phone. Now, some folks may not know what a multi-camera video shoot is, but basically it lets you put 6 different angles on the same camera. So it's like going to a video studio and say, cut to camera 1, cut to camera 2, cut to camera 3. And you can invite your friends. They can be anywhere in the world. So the other day I did a video. My grandson was in Hawaii and I'm here in Texas, and I cut to him and cut back, and then made a video of my granddaughter playing the piano. We had 4 or 5 people gathered around the piano, and it's very, very cool. So the question is, it edits everything in real time. So what you see is what you get. And it's a free version. You know, you're using the free app. You can upgrade if you want. You can put it in the cloud and you can post edit. But the question is, the developers say that you have to have optimum memory and speed, and all other apps in the background turned off.
Okay.
I get speed. I get that. But I'm very cell phone illiterate, and I'm doubly illiterate with Android. Because I'm an Apple user, and when you invite people to your multi-camera shoot, you're going to have Apple, you're going to have Android. So I guess the first question, Kim, is how do I get optimum memory available when I'm using Lights, Camera, Action, and how do I get speed, and how do I turn off other apps in the background?
All right. Well, what I would do is, before you actually use this particular app, is I would turn off my phone and turn it back on. Okay, and then only start that app.
Okay.
So this way we're going to start with a clean slate. And okay, then the other thing we need to do is to make sure that we have a great cell connection, right? Make sure that you're not in a metal building. Make sure that you're getting as many bars as you can wherever you're located, okay? And just like, you know, building materials, trees, valleys, they can block and reflect radio frequency waves, and that could also slow down your connection. Now, you can, if it's consistently happening in your home, you can install a cell phone booster that will basically, in essence, boost that signal as it's coming in. They can get quite pricey. WeBoost is a very popular brand that's out there, but you know, when we start looking at WeBoost, it's expensive, but it does work. But you're looking anywhere between $300 and $500. So we have various tips on the website on how to make sure that you're getting the best internet connection that you can from your cell phone provider. And of course, you know, you just mentioned 4G. You know, hopefully when 5G comes, this is going to be an amazing time. So we won't necessarily have to worry about boosting the signal, because then we truly will have those lightning fast speeds that we are looking for. So just, you know, reboot the phone, start from scratch, and then, as I said, you know, make sure that you have a decent cell phone connection. If you don't have one, then you need to get a booster. Thank you so much for your call today, Dave. Stay right where you are, because coming up is Brand New or Not True, and you don't want to miss it. All right, it's time now for Brand New or Not True. It's America's favorite radio game show sensation, and this week it's brought to you by Epson. So that's right, it is time now for Brand New or Not True, and it's a crazy tech world that we live in, right? I mean, we have so many different products, and some of them sound like outlandish. You're like, who would ever buy that? And then you find out that it's the next bestseller on Amazon. So when playing Brand New or Not True, I present you, the home listener, along with a very special guest contestant, with 3 gadgets in the tech world. And it's up to you to decide which 2 products are fake and which one is the true product. Now, the fake products I completely make up, okay? They don't exist, at least not yet. And then there's the 1 real product. So you're also going to notice that no product names are given. Why? Because, well, we've heard that people cheat along the way. That's right. We don't want you Googling that. It's like cheating in a limbo competition. How low can you go? Now, if our special guest contestant wins, well, they get an amazing prize. It's something that everybody wants. They get an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack valued at $24.99. And so, Laura in Atlanta, Georgia, you are going to play Brand New or Not True with us today. Yay!
Hi, Kim.
And so what are you doing in Atlanta?
I am a mom of a 13-year-old daughter.
Excellent. We love that. Love that. Okay, so you ready to play?
I am.
All right, so product number one. Now remember, two products are fake and only one is real. Product number one. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen those people scour the beaches, the lakes, each year in hopes of finding precious treasures. They walk back and forth, heads looking down, with a circle at the end of a pole scanning the sand for rings and watches and gold, you name it. Well, those days are gone, because now instead of holding a metal detector to the sand, you just have special shoes that are loaded down with accelerometers, and they're capable of transmitting an electromagnetic field from the search coil into the ground, just like a classic metal detector. The metal-detecting hardware coil and battery installed inside the sole of the shoe. The battery charges using standard USB connections. And the shoes, of course, work with an app. You take a picture of the area that you want to search, and the app tracks everywhere that you've walked. This way, you really know that you've covered every single inch of that beach or park, and you won't bother finding things that aren't metal, because then that would be boron. I know, that was a hard one. $119. Okay, product number two. Having to use a keyboard and a mouse, you know, Laura, it's a pain. But imagine having a PowerPoint presentation. Instead of having to click to go to the next slide, you can just wave your hand. This new gadget slips on your hand, and the way that you move your hand is what happens. So if you push your hand down, it's like a right click. If you move your hand to your chest, you can zoom in. People will think you're having a heart attack, but here nor there. This wearable mouse is like an extension of your hand. It also knows your voice. So you can put your hand on your hip and talk to the hand to tell it what you want it to do. Easily connects with your gadgets via Bluetooth. You can pair the control with another device. On a single charge, the battery lasts up to 40 hours, so you don't have to worry about frequent charging. And if you use this wearable computer mouse to go fishing, wow, talk about clickbait. $86. $86 for that. And finally, product number three. Do you ever look into a crowd of people, Laura, and think to yourself, they all love me. They just love me. And if they don't love me, they would love me if they just knew more about how wonderful I am. Well, thanks to augmented reality, there's a way for total strangers to learn more about you. This new app uses AR. So when you fire up the app, it uses your phone's camera. You can aim it at a crowd. And if someone else is also using the app, you learn more about that person. Usually it's just the person's first name and a few fun facts about them. That's the key. The app will only share with others what you want it to share. It's actually being geared towards college students right now, but they're hoping to go mainstream with some VC funding. But always remember, just pick the people who share your same thoughts, especially political opinions, because arguing with strangers online is like wrestling sharks. Even if you win, it was a really dumb thing to do. The app is free, and there are a lot of in-app purchases. Like, you can create avatars, you can connect to your LinkedIn account, your Facebook account, and more. Okay, so, Laura, the pressure's on. Remember, if you win, you get the much-coveted Kim Komando Show fanny pack valued at $24.99. Product number one, just to refresh your memory, is the metal detector shoes. Product number two is the mouse for your hand. And product number three is the app that allows you to meet strangers. So two are fake, one is real. Laura, which one is the real product?
Number three.
Okay. Laura is going with number three, the app that allows you to meet total strangers. Let's see what the judges say.
This is the T-Scan, a device unlike any other that allows you to use your gestures and movements to control technology in a revolutionary new way.
That's right. The mouse for your hand. That's right. The mouse for your hand is the real product. It is $86. I mean, I was having trouble understanding the importance of having a computer mouse for your hand, but then it just clicked.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I was so close.
You're so close. You know what? Because you played such a great game, we're going to give you the Kim Komando Show fanny pack just for playing along.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You got it. All right. So, Laura,
That's
how can I help you?
I'm interested to learn about what your recommendation is for products that can protect us against EMF and Bluetooth and 5G radiation in the world, at home, at school, et cetera.
And why are you concerned?
My daughter has got some medical concerns and medical issues, and I have learned that that can interfere with treatment or with healing.
And where did you learn this?
I've just read some articles, and I've talked to some of the doctors, and it's just a concern. We've had somebody out to the house to test the 5G and the EMF, and although it's low in some areas, it's high in others, specifically at the end of our neighborhood. So they say that when you drive through the entrance of the neighborhood and you go back and forth, it's like an X-ray. Does that make sense?
It's not like an X-ray. It's really hard. It's really hard for me to explain this, so I'm going to post a chart. But let me tell you about this chart, and then I'm going to give you a link to this chart and to this New York Times article that I like to refer people to that bring this up. Okay.
Okay.
You have kilohertz, which is ultra low frequency. Then you go up to 300 gigahertz. Okay. And that's where you have things like 5G, which, by the way, 5G did not cause COVID, okay? You have airport scanners in there. You have wireless Wi-Fi network. Now, remember, I'm saying it's between 3 kilohertz and 300 gigahertz, okay? Your Wi-Fi is operating on 2.4 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz, okay? Existing cell phones are underneath that. Your broadcast television is underneath that. So when we start looking at 5G, we're primarily talking anywhere between a little less than 300 gigahertz. Okay. Now, when we look, now I want you to picture this chart with me. Okay. We go above that. That's where we get to infrared. Then you get to ultraviolet. Then you get to X-rays. And then you get to gamma rays. Okay.
Okay.
5G operates on the highest frequencies of this radio wave spectrum, but it is less than, it's more than half, pardon me, it's more than half of an X-ray. Okay. There have been countless studies that say that 5G, you know, is not going to affect us. EMF does not affect us. In the world. Now, it's my personal belief in everything that I've read is that if it's out there in the world, I'm not getting hit by it. But when I put it on my person, I'm getting hit by it. When I put it in, like there's a report out this past week that if you put your phone, a guy puts his phone in his front pocket, that the sperm loses mobility. If he even puts it in his back pocket, the sperm loses mobility. I don't believe that a woman should put her smartphone in her sports bra, and I see that, okay? I don't think you should put your smartphone up to your head and make a phone call. I think that's bad, okay?
Okay.
But I wouldn't worry about harmful radiation from 5G. And EMF.
What about Bluetooth headsets and the like?
Bluetooth also operates on a lower, operates on a lower frequency. So Bluetooth headsets, they're okay. But if at all possible, my personal belief is that if I'm going to make a phone call, I use a speakerphone all the time. Okay. Just all the time because that for me, that's convenient. I never put the phone up to my head. I don't put it in my pocket. You know, if I carry it, you know, and there are cases that can actually block some of this radiation. So we'll post a link to some of these cases. Let me just make a note of that because otherwise I will have a blonde moment and I will forget. And then somebody will say, no, Kim, you forgot to put the cases. So anyway, I'll find a pen when we get to the break. But that's my personal take. But I want you to read this New York Times story. There's a lot of conspiracy theories. There's a lot of garbage medical science on the internet for any topic, anything, whether it's it's cancer or it's Down syndrome. It doesn't matter. Okay. Or if it's EMF, it's 5G. But this article from the New York Times is very telling, and it goes through the various science. It also goes through the history of where this came from. It was from a doctor, but he wasn't a doctor. He didn't know the biology. He was a doctor of engineering, didn't know the medical industry, didn't know what happens in a human body. It actually originated at a school in Florida. So I'm going to tell you more about this in the Q&A form. So hit commando.com. /community and go inside the Q&A form, and I'll post a link to this New York Times story, and we'll probably cover it as a tip over on the website too. Laura, thanks for playing along with us on Brand New or Not True. You're a great contestant. Stay right where you are. We got more of your phone calls coming right up. All right, this week's digital life hack. I went long on that last segment, so I'm going to go through really quickly, but you can get all the links that you want over on the website at commando.com and hit the link that says Kim Show. But we have ways that you can get all kinds of free things. Like if you want to send email newsletters for your business, how to do that for free. How to create and send surveys. If you want to take some free coding classes. If you want to learn a new language through Duolingo, you can get career certifications for free. Shipping materials for free. Your favorite concerts for free. A passport photo for free. You can read magazines, get a free credit report. Very important, by the way. Freebies for artists, rather. You can file your taxes for free. You can even get free broadband. Wow, wouldn't that be something? You can read for free. And who doesn't like free samples? So you can get all those over at commando.com. Just hit the link that says Kim Show. And let's see, Bonnie in Syracuse, New York. Hi there, Bonnie.
Well, hello there, Kim. It's a pleasure to speak with you today.
Oh, thank you. What's going on? How can I help you out?
Well, before I ask my question, I'd like to make three short comments.
Okay.
First of all, I'd like to congratulate you on adding to your many prestigious awards. I read that in 2021, last year, you were inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. That was a big one. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, it sounded like it was definitely a big one, but... Secondly, I understand that you often refer to yourself as the digital goddess.
Yes.
And I have a question. Have you ever considered calling yourself digital diva?
Yes, I have.
The reason Okay. Well, I just thought that has kind of a little rhyme to it, digital
yes.
diva.
I actually have that. I have that trademarked as well. And I want to make sure that I have time. I want to make sure I have time to answer your question, though. And you're so sweet.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, then I will eliminate the third thing I was going to comment on. My question is, what do you foresee in the future for educational technology in the schools? Now, basically, I'm asking that because I'm preparing a presentation for a women's club.
Oh, excellent. The
audience is made up of several teachers, some tech savvy, some scared to death of technology.
Well, let's talk about this real quick. You're going to be looking at virtual reality, okay?
Yes.
And so that a student, instead of just writing about the Appalachian Trail from Springer Mountain, Georgia to Maine, that they can meet travelers along the way, they can walk with them. Instead of reading about Albert Einstein, they could meet them and ask him firsthand about his theory of relativity. Google is making some entrance into this with just their cardboard glass. But AV, VR learning, it's really good for students in STEM. Because you can see microscopic organisms up close. And there are so many different educational applications. Also, data tracking, okay? Because the teachers will be able to track the students better so they can figure out how Johnny and Janie are different learners and then appeal to them. Because this one-size-fits-all type of education doesn't really work. And we also have robots in the classroom, all kinds of exciting technologies. And so... those are my predictions for where education is going. Bonnie, thank you so much for your great call. We have more coming up. So everybody on the internet seems to be talking about this 19-year-old guy. His name is Jack Sweeney. He created a Twitter bot back in 2021. And it tracks the movements of these private jets belonging to tech billionaires. Now, this includes Tesla CEO Elon Musk. to the point where Musk actually reached out to Jack and said, hey, can you stop? And I looked at the account. Elon Musk, he goes some interesting places. He travels a lot between Austin and Brownsville, Texas, and Hawthorne, California. He went on vacation recently, obviously from Austin to Lanai, which is a beautiful little island that's owned by Oracle's Larry Ellison. And now Jack wants $50,000 from Elon Musk to take the account down. And Musk says it's a security problem. And he offered the kid $5,000, but Jack's holding out for $50,000. And so he's also started selling T-shirts with Elon Musk smoking pot. And on the T-shirt, it says, I know how high Elon is, you know, talking about his jet. Well, you know, we did some research and found out that Elon Musk has a medical marijuana card, and he says he needs it for his joints. Yes. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun, the transference of intellect and entertainment that happens here week after week on this. It's America's largest show about all things digital, your most trusted source for anything digital. I'm Kim Komando, and it's called The Kim Komando Show because that's how it works. And you can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can also get us on demand as a podcast or as a webcast over at GetKim.com. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are listening to us on the American Forces Network Radio. Love you guys and gals. And if you have any questions about something digital, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about future tech, things that are happening, and you need to know where all this tech race is headed. And if you're shopping for an EV, an electric vehicle, two huge considerations, right? How much are you going to spend? And what's the range of the battery? I looked at a BMW EV years ago, and the range was 8 miles. I'm like, that's not even enough to get me to work. Some EVs now get maybe 200 miles or 300 miles on a single charge, maybe even 500 miles. But what if you had to never have to worry about the car's range? Well, this is really fascinating. An Israeli company called Electrion is finalizing an agreement with the Michigan Department of Transportation. And they're going to do an experiment, a 1 mile long road in Detroit that in theory, as your EV is going over it, that it's going to be charging. So you want to make sure that you charge your car overnight because, again, it's just 1 mile. That's it. They say the road is going to look like any other service right down to the asphalt, but it's like a wireless charging pad for your phone, but now it's for your car because underneath there are all these inductive chargers. It sounds great, but again, it's just 1 mile. And then consider the time it's going to take to expand, take it into considerations. What if it's snowing? I mean, what about the weather? I mean, what about flying cars? Okay, I think that would be better served. Number two, where do you plug in the headphones? I saw this brand new laptop. And I thought to myself, now this is future check. This is something that we could totally have someday. Because right now, think about the size of your laptop. It's pretty big. It's pretty bulky, right? You have this full-size keyboard. You got speakers. You got a touchpad. You got this great big screen. And then you've got all these things that you can plug into on the sides or maybe on the back. But, you know, Apple started removing things and people started getting Freaky Friday about it because they're like, hey, but what about the USB-C? What about the headphone jack? What about this port and that port? Well, apparently it didn't really work because now with the newer MacBooks, some of these ports are back. But the reason why I bring this up is that they say this new laptop from a company called Craob X. It's C-R-A-O-B-X is the name of the company. And they say it's the world's first completely portless Ultrabook. It doesn't have any ports. There's nowhere to plug anything in. It's 7 millimeters thin. Okay, wow. Weighs under 2 pounds. Has a 13.4 4K UHD display, which means that it's really pretty. It does have a camera. Has a 12-gen i7 processor, 32 gigs of RAM, a 2 terabyte SSD. And it has a puck-style charger, connects magnetically to the lid, so you know what that is. Of course, you can put things like Bluetooth connect to it. But here's the deal is when you start doing any research about it, and I know the internet's crazy about this thing, is that when you hit the website, it just says, hey, it's the world's first, coming soon. That's all it says. Kind of looks like sneakernet to me, just saying. Number three, drone deliveries are finally getting off the ground. You may think that those of us here in the United States, that we are like the drone delivery capital of the world, but that low... That actually goes to Logan, Australia, right, where Google's sister company, Wing, and other operators made more than 140,000 drone deliveries last year. Wow. The aerial deliveries are becoming more common, you know, in places like Finland and Africa. But let's go back here to the United States. The FAA is still trying to figure out exactly what kind of rules to put into place. In Charlotte, North Carolina, in a suburb, drone operator Zipline is set to begin delivering prescription meds on a partnership with an area medical systems pharmacy unit. Now, according to Exius, the trial, they say, could help usher in this era of routine drone drops, specifically ones that can deliver certain items in less than 15 minutes. And of course, that'd be light, like prescription drugs. Later this year, Wing, that company I was talking about in Australia, they're going to begin drone deliveries in Dallas with Walgreens, which is the first metropolitan service area for that. You know, there's a lot of buzz in the air about drones. Number four, what to do about those magically appearing voicemails? Have you gotten any of these? It's like your phone doesn't ring, but suddenly you have a voicemail and you're like, oh gosh, now my voicemail about my car warranty or student loans or whatever. It's called the ringless voicemail. It's done by primarily telemarketers and robocallers. They use tech designed to place pre-recorded messages right into your cell phone's voicemail without it ringing. So the FCC is finally listening to all of us, and they say, okay, we're going to have to figure out a way to make it stop. And the proposed new robocall protections, it's like an extension of the 1991 Telephone Consumer Protection Act, which I know you don't know what that means, but it prohibits the use of automated systems for making non-emergency calls without the person's authorization. Get it? The ringless voicemail. So if adopted, all these new rules would make callers obtain a person's consent before delivering one of these annoying ringless voicemails. It's just a proposal. We don't know when it's going to actually come into play. But, you know, you might be wondering, like, why do phones have voicemail anyway? Well, the answer is because voice female would take days and days to listen to. I can say that because I'm a girl. Okay, I can say that. Number five, bring a burner and win the gold. Yes, I don't know if you noticed, but the 2022 Winter Olympics are underway in Beijing, China. And for everybody who made the trip, they had their whole packing list. Toothbrush, check. Olympic outfit, check. Deodorant, check. Burner phone, check. Yes, I said a burner phone. The FBI actually urged all athletes and visitors heading to China to leave their real phones at home and take a temporary one because of cyber attacks. Malware, ransomware, spyware, all the wares, threats like remote data theft, denial of service attacks. You know, it always reminds me of a friend of mine who went to do some business in Beijing, and she called me up afterwards. She's like, you're not going to believe what happened. She was going to send you a video. So she sends me this video, and there she is in this Hilton or whatever it was in Beijing. And then her laptop was just cranking away, and she wasn't even touching it, right? She's on the wireless network. Totally was getting a copy of everything, I'm sure. So now they're saying that if you're going to the Olympics, that the FBI says that you should actually bring a burner phone because you need to actually have a phone there because of the COVID tracking official app from the Olympics. But they noticed that the privacy policy wasn't clear on who had access to all the data on the phone, what it collects. There's a problem in the encryption that could compromise. So, yes. So a burner phone sounds like a much better idea than bringing your actually real phone in case you're ever traveling over there, by the way. You know, this is China. I mean, you know, we all know that they're really into censorship. I once asked someone what it was like to live in China because they were there for several years as an expat, and they said that they couldn't complain. All right, coming up in just a few moments, a scammer was arrested after a grandmother spotted his tricks. I'm going to tell you more about that, and we have all of your fantastic phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And if you haven't already, I'd really love for you to get the current newsletter. It's one of our really greatest products that we have. And it's a newsletter delivered right to your inbox. It has exclusive links, exclusive videos, and news and tips, and no sponsors, no ads, and it's completely free. You can sign up right now. Head over to getthecurrent.com. That's the web address. Getthecurrent.com. Once again, getthecurrent.com. All right, let's see. Let's go back to the phones, and we're going to start with Raymond in Montana. Hello there, Raymond.
Hi, Kim. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
I can't believe I'm talking to you. Thank you.
I have been a huge fan of yours. I've listened since, I don't know, the mid-90s, maybe. I don't know. It seems like it's been a long time. I sure do love your show.
Well, you know, I'm an overnight success, you know? Yeah, right. You know?
No, you've done so much for everybody, and I just appreciate everything that you do.
Well, got it. Well, how can I help you?
Well, I've had a problem here. My 93-year-old mother-in-law lives with us, and that's not the problem. She has dementia, and she has rheumatoid arthritis severely, so that she's in a wheelchair, and she it's really tough for her to get around.
Sure.
She loses track of the time of the day, whether it's AM or PM. She sometimes will get herself into her wheelchair and come out into the hallway and go down the hallway. And it's the middle of the night looking for us, you know, not realizing that it's nighttime and not daytime and just things like that. So what I've been thinking of for a long time is I envision sort of like a status board. And I was thinking that I could use a tablet to do this, but I can't find an app that would do it. I would mount this status board on her wall next to her chair, and it would need to be on 24 hours a day. And it would need to be something that I could update, whether I have my cell phone with me or from my computer, mostly my cell phone, just with a note that says, you know, Susan and I are gone from the house. We'll be back at 2 o'clock, or, you know, and it shows the day, the hour, you know, what time of the day it is, whether, you know, the weather, just some basic things like that, but something that doesn't require her interaction and that, you know, I could set maybe so that it would dim at night and not be so bright and something like that. But I don't know if there's an app that can help me out with that or what. Do you have any ideas?
Do you need to look in on her when you're not there? Do you worry about her?
Well, you know, we don't leave the house for very long.
Okay.
And I don't want to invade on her privacy. So I hate to have like a camera in her room, but yeah, we do worry about her though.
Okay. There's an app called Easy Signage. And so I think that you could do that. It's really set up for like a kiosk or a store, but that's essentially what you're going to be using it as, just as a display, right? So it's Easy Signage. Or, you know, alternatively, you could just use a Google Doc. Okay. And then you pin it, and so the Google Doc is always on the screen, and then you can change it around every day if you want, and so you could change it. So there are ways, you know, really simple ways that you can do that without getting overly complicated, right? I mean, and it's a great idea in order to make her aware of what's going on, and, you know, for her not to go looking for you guys, or it's nighttime and we'll see you in the morning, you know, or whatever it may be. The reason why I asked is that there's, you may have heard me talk about it on the show before, but, you know, Amazon has this terrific product called the Echo Show, and it's an Amazon Echo device. Okay. But it allows you to drop in. Okay. And so it's almost like you have a video call. You could have a video call with her, so you could talk to her. Okay. She doesn't have to answer the phone. And alternatively, she could say, drop in on Raymond and Susan. And then your Echo Show would appear at your side of the house or on your app or whatever it may be, just as an option. And because when I was a caregiver for my mom, I loved that thing because I could just see her and she didn't have to pick up anything. And she also used it as a speakerphone. I mean, she didn't have dementia. She had cancer, you know. And so, you know, she's a different level, but that may also be something that you might want to look at. Again, the app is called Easy Signage, but I also like the idea of keeping it really simple, right? Just using a Google Doc and then just pin it to the top of the screen. Raymond, you're a great son-in-law, and I'm sure your mother-in-law loves you. Hey, stay right where you are. More of the show's coming up. You know, I just mentioned briefly about a scammer that was arrested after a grandmother spotted his tricks, and There was a 73-year-old woman from Long Island. She got a call from someone claiming to be her grandson, saying that he was arrested for drunk driving and he needed money for bail. Now, the thing is that she was a former 911 operator. And so she knew that her grandson wasn't old enough to drive, but she played along. She even managed, I don't advise this, to bring the scammer to her home. Right? That's right. She lured him there where he thought he was getting $8,000, but instead he got handcuffs courtesy of police officers waiting inside her home. I mean, wow, that's really something. And I don't know if you've noticed, but scams are on the increase. But also what's really big in the news is Facebook. I mean, things are really going wrong for Facebook. I mean, one of its most ambitious projects, the cryptocurrency first called Libra, then renamed Diem, which is supposed to be backed by this international consortium of companies, is dead. So that means that Zuck's metaverse isn't going to have its own money. On Wednesday, Facebook missed its earnings projections. The company's stock crashed like 26%. They are now had to write off $200 billion of real money off the books. Well, I think it's 201 was the last number, $201 billion. And I don't know if you heard about this, but you know, this whole Facebook metaverse, this woman went into the Facebook metaverse and with a digital avatar. And in 60 seconds, her digital avatar was digitally raped by three other digital avatars. And she's like, wow, I don't know what's going on there. And people are leaving Facebook. I mean, 500,000 over the last quarter alone. And so joining us right now on the show is Ali Seligman, our amazing content queen over at Commando.com. And Ali, people, they, you know, people want to leave Facebook, but it's really hard for them to leave it because so many think like, well, what am I going to do? Because now I'm not going to be able to talk to my family members and friends. But what if they are really, truly ready to cut the Facebook cord? How hard is it?
You know, steps-wise, it's not too hard. You are going to need a little bit of time for it. Don't expect to say, I'm done with Facebook and I'm going to get rid of it all today. It does take a little time, which we'll walk through all the steps. But, you know, you make a really good point, Kim. If you delete your Facebook account, what else does that mean? Well, you lose what, the accounts that you've set up where you log in with your Facebook, potentially.
That's true, right?
You lose Facebook Messenger, and maybe that's how you communicate with people. And
your
so
photos?
I would say, you know, you're exactly, of course, you lose everything that's part of your account, your photos, your videos, everything you posted over the years, all that information. And you really want to take steps before you ever go in and say, okay, I'm deleting it. You need to do some planning first. And so, yeah, communication, that's one place. If you talk to a lot of people on Messenger or just a few people and that's the only way you communicate, reach out and say, hey, I'm getting rid of Facebook and I need somewhere else to talk to you. Maybe we'll text. Maybe we'll use a different messaging app, whatever it is.
Maybe, but maybe they'll actually meet in person, Ali.
Maybe imagine
they
can, that.
Maybe they could like go have a cup of coffee, you know, or something.
Or wait for it, even crazier, a phone call? Maybe
no, say, really? We actually want to talk to people on our phone. Why do we do that?
I'm not into it, but that's okay. But you're totally right. Delete Facebook. It's trending again. And so there are a lot of people wondering, okay, what? How do I go about this? What is the way to do it? So like I said, don't start with just going in and deleting, because once you do that, it's hard to go back. You want to really think about it first. And your first question is really, do I want to deactivate? Or do I want to delete altogether? If you deactivate, it means that nobody can search and end up on your profile. So kind of all the, you know, outward facing stuff is gone. But Facebook still does have all your information. Anytime you log back in and say, you know what, I'm back, your profile will come back. And you get to keep access to Facebook Messenger that whole time. So it could be an option if you want to kind of float in that middle space.
You know, it's actually it's actually a good idea, Elle, because let's say you're not totally secure. You're like, I don't know if I'm ready to delete, right? Okay. So you kind of can like say, all right, I'm just going to deactivate it for 30 days. You know, and by the way, if you ever sign in any place using your, it seems like, oh, you want your Facebook account back? Okay. And especially if you find yourself like scrolling on Facebook way too much. And this is your idea of like, I'm going to cut the cord to see how it's like. To see what it feels like.
Absolutely. Yeah. Before you go, you know, full cold turkey, it's a way to try it out and make sure you're not going to miss it. I did that long ago and mine is still deactivated because I don't use it for anything. So
nice.
You can try the same. But if you decide, nope, I'm done for good, you need to go through a few steps. First, of course, you want to go through and download everything that's there, because I know it's true for me and probably a lot of people. We have photos and videos and stuff that is on our profile that we don't have backed up anywhere else. And that really, I think, is what keeps people tied to it, right? You don't want to lose all that stuff. It is actually pretty easy to get it. I am going to go through quickly the steps, but don't feel like you need to remember all these or write them down. We have them over on commando.com. Just search delete Facebook and you'll find everything listed out for you there. Basically, though, you're going to go to your settings and privacy, go to settings, and you'll see your Facebook information. And then there's something that says download your information. Now, a couple pro tips here. You can choose, pick and choose all the things you want to download. I say if you're getting rid of it altogether, download everything. You're never going to be able to go back and get it again. So just take it. They'll also give you the option to choose what resolution you want on your photos and videos. Pick the best one, because again, you probably don't have these backed up somewhere else. So it might take a little bit longer, but you're going to want that full resolution photo. And then it will also ask you to pick a date range. If you don't pick a date range, you'll get everything forever. So don't pick a date, just get everything. Then you'll click create file. And this is where the waiting game comes. This will take probably a few days, depending on how much you've done on Facebook over the years. And then once it's ready for you, you'll get a little notification that says your file's ready. You'll download it. It's a zip file. And there's everything you need from your Facebook account. Now, if you're thinking, great, I'm ready, I can delete. No, there are a couple things left you need to do. Like I talked about, you might have other accounts that use that Facebook login. Games are really popular, just other websites where it was an option and you might have just done it over the years because it was easier than making a new account with a new password. And you're going to want to go in and change those. There's no chance you're going to remember them all. I know I never would, but luckily if you go into your settings, there's something called apps in there and you can see every account that's connected to your Facebook.
Which is going to be so many more accounts than you ever imagined, because you just said, sure, I'll connect with Facebook. Sure, I'll connect with Facebook. You know, and that's also an interesting point, just for as a side note, Allie, is that when you are connecting with Facebook, Facebook's getting more data about you. You know, it's sure, it's uber convenient just to say, yes, connect with Google, connect with Facebook. You know, Apple's doing a better job with it. But it becomes just so convenient. Sure, you're going to have to find yourself like now creating accounts the old-fashioned way, right?
Exactly. You save the time up front, but you're going to have to do it now. And I'm glad you mentioned Google, because you'll probably see an option to sign in with Google instead. Don't do it. Take the lesson from the first time. Just make an account that is just for whatever app or game or service that you're doing. Of course, unique password. Don't repeat your passwords there. And then there's one more thing that you're going to need to take care of. So deleting your Facebook account, there's one thing that doesn't get scrubbed from everything in the back end, and that is comments that you have made in groups. Those will stick around even if you delete your account. Mm. And so if you don't want anything floating around because you're not going to have an account to go delete them from anymore, you need to do it ahead of time. It's a pain. If you post a lot, doing that manually is a pain. Luckily, we found a pretty handy way to do this in bulk. So if you go to commando.com and search Facebook posts, we'll show you to delete all of your comments, all of your posts in bulk, which makes it much easier. If you don't care, if you know you have a lot of comments on some knitting group, but you don't care if they're there, fine, skip it, doesn't matter.
Well, you know, I imagine that a lot of people are going to be now questioning Facebook. I mean, because maybe you don't use it anymore. Maybe you don't need it anymore. And maybe there are different ways that you can actually communicate more effectively with your family members and friends. Although I did read recently, Allie, that, you know, all the group texts that people were doing when the pandemic first started, well, because the pandemic is going away, people are hanging out more, that they're like, I don't know if I need that group text anymore. Are you finding that in your life?
Luckily, I never got into a bunch of group texts. I can totally see it, though. I've got one kind of, you know, here's my friend group that we were all on different parts of the country and we talk that way. That one I'll probably keep around forever, but I could totally see it. And yeah, that's a good point. And it's always a little bit awkward because what are you going to say? Remove me from this?
Oh, I know. And then when you leave, it's like right there for everybody. Like, Kim left the conversation. I'm like, oh, gosh. Why did we do that? Or so-and-so was added. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Who added that person? So, yeah. So I just find like I'm kind of getting out a lot of those group texts. All right. So you're going to put all these steps over on the website, right?
Absolutely. And one more note, I know I've said deleting is forever. Once you do it, you can't go back. But little quiz for you, Kim, once you say delete my Facebook account, how many days do you think it takes for everything in the back end of Facebook to be wiped away?
90 days?
Ding, ding, ding. Yes, 90 days.
90 days. I was actually guessing. I didn't know. I thought 30 sounds too optimistic. 60 sounds like, well, then people are going to hold it to us. 90 days means like, okay, I think we can probably get it done within 90 days. Allie, great job. And of course, we're going to see, you can see all the content. You can read all about it, get all the steps that you need to delete Facebook over at commando.com. Hey, I got to tell you about iDrive. How many photos are on your smartphone right now? Too many to count, I'm sure. I mean, I've heard countless stories from listeners who have lost years of precious memories after dropping or losing their phones. And don't let this happen to you. While your device may come with limited free storage, it's going to free up quickly. That's why you're better off looking for a comprehensive service that can back up and protect all of your data across all of your devices. And for that, of course, I recommend iDrive, award-winning, safe, and secure cloud backup. It's easy to use. It's affordable. And it includes a generous backup space, so you just have plenty of room. iDrive can be used to back up all of your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more, all into one account. I love that I can automate backups and never have to worry about running out of space. Plans start at less than $7 a month. That's what I meant. So affordable. And when you use my name, Kim, at checkout, you'll get 90% off your first year. Just go to iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. This is a question we get so often here on the Kim Komando Show. How do I convert my old VHS tapes into a digital format? Okay. You just can't pick up a brand new VCR at Best Buy anymore, right? So what you want to do is you want to convert your old tapes into digital files. And there's a few ways to do it. The easiest way, let somebody else do it for you, like Costco. Prices start at $25 to convert one tape and then $17 for additional tapes. It's easiest, not the cheapest. Or you can go the do-it-yourself route. But in order to convert your tapes, you need a VCR or a VHS camcorder. If you don't have one, hit eBay. Then you're going to need a converter that connects the VCR camcorder to your computer. There are budget options less than $20. If you hit commando.com right now and the link that says Kim's Show, we've got a whole tip about it. We're going to point you in a direction on everything that you need to know in order to get those old VHS tapes into, yes, the digital age, right? Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls coming up. And then later on this hour, wow, some clues that your email has been hacked. You don't want to miss that. And of course, you have more of me, Kim Komando. All right, so the Kim Komando Show is available as a podcast on Apple and Google Play. It's a paid podcast, or you can get it over at getkim.com. Now, if you get the podcast over at Get Kim, you not only get the podcast commercial free, but you also get the webcast, so you can watch the show. We also have access to our Q&A forum, so when you have a digital question, you can drop your question there. And our IT geniuses, John and Jeremy, they help out as well as I do from time to time, and also Amber does. And so if you love the show, make sure you head over to getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. Let's see, Stuart in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. Hello there, Stuart.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. I'd love your accent.
Thank you. I'm a newer listener to your show, but I've learned a lot. I just ran across it by accident, but
I'm sure glad
I
you did.
Learning a lot from you.
Well, thank you. What's going on with you? How can I help you out today?
Well, I have a few acres down here. We have a house and a barn that's we have some animals in, but it's about a third of a mile away from the house, and we don't have any Wi-Fi up there, and we spend a lot of time. And I was wondering if there's a way to get the Wi-Fi from the house up to the barn so we can. We have animals up there,
sure.
And we want to check on them, and we want to put some cameras up there, but all the cameras we have are Wi-Fi.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have a clear line of sight to the barn, Stuart?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Okay. There is, and I'm going to tell you about it, and then I actually wrote all about it on the site. I'm building a house, and I wanted to have internet there, and I have a friend of mine who lives 1,800 feet from my house. And there's a product called, by the name of Ubiquiti, and it's called the Nano Beam. And as long as you have a line of sight from one point to another, it can give you Wi-Fi up to 6 miles away. So you're a third of the mile. That's it. Okay. But you're going to be able, it goes up to 6 miles. And it's really a nifty solution. And that I put it in my house, the house that I'm building from, and then my friend put the other, you know, at his house. And so this way I can see all the internet cameras on the house that we're building without me having to use cellular or drop a line. That's not possible and all the other good stuff. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a link about how you can use this Ubiquiti nano beam. And I've got some photos there and it runs on 5 gigahertz frequencies. And so it really acts as a bridge to send internet from one place to another. And if you live in a rural area like you, if you have a large property, it is a total game changer. So you're not sitting there like, well, how do I get my internet from point A to point B? And the solution that I used is just remarkable, and it's affordable too. And so, Stuart, I'm going to post a link to it over inside the Q&A forum at commando.com. And if you don't know where that is, you go to commando.com/community and then hit the Q&A forum. It's over on the right-hand side. Stay right where you are. We have some clues that your email has been hacked you don't want to miss here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, have you ever wondered if your email account has been hacked? You can always check your sent and draft folders. Look for emails that you didn't write. And also look for messages that show that they've already been read, and whether it's the first time you're seeing them. And for more clues that your email has been compromised, including some strange logins and password reset requests, just head over to commando.com, where the show never ends. The address is KONANDO.com.